Revelation, chapter 19. And after these things I heard a great voice of many people in heaven saying, Alleluia, praise the Lord, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. Because true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great prostitute, who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, praise the Lord. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down, and worshipped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, let it be, Alleluia, praise the Lord. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and you who fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, praise the Lord, because the Lord God all-powerful reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, because the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, See that you do not, I am your fellow servant, and of your brothers who have the testimony of Jesus, worship God, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and look, a white horse, and he who sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew, except he himself. And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath, anger, judgment of Almighty God. And he has on his vest and on his belt a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet who performed miracles before him, with which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, sulfur. And the remnant were killed with the sword by him who sat upon the horse, whose sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the birds were filled with their flesh.